Blackstone Audio presents White Dresses, a memoir of love and secrets, mothers and daughters, by Mary Flom Peterson. This book is read by Mary Flom Peterson. Introduction. They had to be here. They just had to be here, somewhere. But where? Where? I felt the wave of panic wash over me and struggle to breathe. The smell, that horrible smell of the place, made my stomach churn. The air was heavy, steeped in the sickening aroma of a rancid barn that had been deprived of fresh air for the better part of a decade. I felt the vomit burn at the back of my throat. Not now, I told myself. Not now. I could get sick back at the hotel. Now I had to find them, and I didn't have much time. I struggled to move, but my feet were gone. I lost them between the front door and the landing of the staircase. They were buried somewhere beneath the mountains of Milwaukee journals, the unopened mail and once-used cat leashes, and the dozens and dozens of disposable cameras, some of them still wrapped in the yellow plastic Kodak packaging. She had always loved to take the pictures, but never wanted to look in the mirror. How could I have failed to find a way to rescue her from this? Slowly, I inched my way to the staircase. Up the stairs is where they'd surely be, if, that is, they were still here, if she hadn't moved them, if they hadn't been destroyed. I'd covered the stories of natural disasters many times, too many to count. I'd spent more than a week in New Orleans after Katrina. I'd gone through Turkey's earthquake in 1999. It was a 7.8 that lasted 45 seconds, an eternity in terms of earthquakes, and killed tens of thousands. Then, like now, there was rubble everywhere. When disaster strikes, no matter where in the world, no matter what the circumstances of the destruction, be it fire or flood or wind, people behave the same. Young or old.